We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Yayin Nesech, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Chof Beis. Ki Iker Klal Kol Hagolios, Bifrat Hagolos Achron Hazeh, Iker Hagolos Ubebechina Hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says the whole concept of all the exiles that the Jewish people have been through, and especially this final Golos that we're going through today, is all related to what we're discussing here. Machma shemizgaber hagolus shel hamidois v'hataivus rois shel hashivim akum. Because of the fact that the exile of all the evil desires and evil characteristics of the 70 nations, she'ikrom taiva hanal, of which the main one is taivas niuf, taivas noshim, all of them are trying to battle against us. Valyidei Shein Mizgaber Lamoid Benisoin Ulashovrom, Ayidei Ze Mizgaber Gam Hagolos Hagashminal. And to the degree that we don't put in the right effort in trying to pass the test and trying to break these evil characteristics and evil desires, to that degree, the physical exile takes us over. You know, and we experience a physical exile among the nations of the non-Jews, the suffering that the Jewish people suffer being outside of our country, outside of Eretz Yisrael, or even inside of Eretz Yisrael, but not an Eretz Yisrael that's being fully run by Torah, by loyalty to Hashem. Ukemo Yishe Yisrael Bagolus, Kein Kaviochel Kutche Berichu Shchinte Bagolus, Kemavura Bezoira Kodesh, Ki imoy anoichi betzora. Just as the Jewish people are in exile, so too Hashem and his Shekhinah are in exile. As the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, imoy anoichi betzora. Hashem says, I am with the Jewish people in their suffering. Ubavaneseinu arabim bagolus nechshav kilu hu yisborach yoyshev beveisu asurim. And sadly, due to our sins, while this exile is going on, it's considered as if Hashem is imprisoned. Kama shekosu v'hu osur bozikim. He is tied up in chains. Ukama shekosu b'tikunim harbe b'inyan zeh. And as we find many times that this is mentioned in the Tikune Zohar, this kind of wording, da'alei itmar, about which we learned, ein chavush matir es atzmoy mibeisu asurim. A prisoner cannot release himself from imprisonment. So too, Kaviochel Hashem, or the Shekhinah, cannot release themselves from the imprisonment. It's dependent on us, the Jewish people. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this release from imprisonment is dependent only on tshuva. L'tavro beisu asurin delay, to break out of the imprisonment. Ki ikar his gabrus hagolos b'yosach hasvishom walidei inyan anal shedibarnu boiktsas. The main reason for the severity and the difficulty of the exile, Rachmon Litzlan, is the topic that we've been discussing a little bit here. Sheikar his gabrus hayetzohora shu golos hanefesh walidei shemetzayer oyer shelamalo b'chinas oyer hatoyro lehefech minoemes. The main thing that strengthens the Yetzer Hara, which causes our souls to be exiled, is when we format the heavenly light, the light of the Torah, the opposite of what it should really be, the opposite of the truth. We format it in false ways. Shalidezeh kol hadrochim nasim lefon of kemishur, whereby when a person does that, suddenly everything goes. Everything becomes permissible to the person. A person can misinterpret the Torah in a way where the Torah gives them a license to do whatever they want to do. Rachmono Litzlan. Ki oisem me'averois mitzvois. The person ends up converting sins into mitzvahs. Bifrat be'inyan ha'machlokes kanal. Especially when it comes to machlokes against other Jews. Ki ze ikar bechinas golus hashchino ma shegoyrem kol echod bavinoisov ubeyoisin alidei bechino hanal. Because this is the real golus hashchino. This is the essence of the shchino being in golus. What each and every Jew causes with his sins, and especially כשהו חכם בעינו ואויס על עצמו עם מצוויז חדושויס, להתר שפיך הסדום ומוקיועץ רחמון עצלם, especially when a Jew starts becoming overly smart and he creates for himself new mitzvahs such as persecuting other Jews. This comes about by a person misinterpreting the Torah, chas v'shalom, formatting the light of the Torah the opposite of what it should be. This is considered as if this person imprisons and ties up the Shekhinah in prison, literally. מאחר שתויפס אויר הועליין הפושוט בתפיסס המויכן הפגומים שלוי, because of the fact that the person is taking this heavenly light, this unformatted heavenly light, and he's locking it up in his brain, in his defective brain, ומקלקל, and he's messing it up. ומצייר הועל להפך, he's formatting the light the opposite of what Hashem, how Hashem wants it to be formatted. Rabbi Nazal discusses this in Likutei Moran, in Torah Yud, in several places. One of the places is chapter 12 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where there Rabbi Nazal elaborates on this topic of Chochom Shed Yehudoi, people who learn Torah Shebal Peh specifically, and end up speaking viciously and evilly against true tzaddikim and their followers. And in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nazal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, you know, he shows all the different references, he really elaborates on it, and there he writes about how terrible Hashem feels and how terrible the tzaddikim who have passed away, the Tanoim and Amoroim, the rabbis of the Gemara, when their words are being spoken by these types of rabbis, it's despicable to them to find themselves in the mouths of these Chachomim Shedim Yudoim, people who are supposedly learning Gemara or Torah Shebal Peh, and unfortunately they're formatting the light improperly, and they're using their knowledge of Torah to make fun of or to insult other Jews, other religious Jews.
ומגודל כוח הבחירה שנוסע השם יזבורך לבני אודום, מוכרח כביוך לה השם יזבורך שיהיה אוירוי הקודש נתפס בתפיסה סמויכן שלוי בעל כורחי כביוך.
And because of the enormous power of בחירה, because of how important בחירה is to Hashem, this concept of free choice, that Hashem wants this world that we are living in, human beings, He wants there to be free choice, because of that, Hashem is obligated, kaviyochel, to allow His light to be trapped in these brains of these people, kaviyochel, against Hashem's will, in a sense, meaning that it's not really ideally what Hashem would want. Shezeu bechinas tfiso ubeis asurim mamish shel shechinas uzoi. This is considered imprisonment and entrapment of Hashem's shechina, kaviyochel.
כמבור מזה, בהתוירה בסימן סמך, ליקוטי חלק שני, על מים רבו יסיינו,
as is discussed in chapter 60, in the second half of ליקוטי מרם, on the Gemara, שאומר רבי שמעון בן יוחאי לרבי עקיבא, כשיושב בתפיסה, where the Gemara discusses that רבי שמעון בר יוחאי זל went to visit רבי עקיבא, when רבי עקיבא had been put in prison, and he said to him, רבי, למדני תוירה, רבי, teach me Torah. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there, Shal yidei Talmid she'enoi hogun ne'enash b'tfisa chas v'shalom, that when a rabbi teaches students that he's not supposed to be teaching, or students that are bad, that are not learning Torah for the proper reasons, etc., the punishment that the rabbi receives is imprisonment. He's put into prison, chas v'shalom. Ki kishemamshichin oiro yisporach lamato, Zehu b'chinas tfisa. Because when we draw the light of Hashem down into this world, kaviyochel, it's like we're putting Hashem's light in a box. It's like we're locking Hashem's light in a room, kaviyochel. B'chinas melech osur borohotim. As the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, a king who is tied up in straps. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to tefillin. That when a Jew puts on tefillin, he straps the boxes of tefillin and the parshiyos of the tefillin to his head, kaviyochel, he's tying up Hashem to himself, to his brain. He's locking Hashem into his brain. That's a side on him. When a person puts on tefillin, that's what they're doing. Here we're talking about when a person learns Torah, that when a person draws the light of Hashem into his brain, he's locking it up in a room, this room called brain. And if the brain is a kosher brain, it's a healthy brain, then the Shekhinah is quite happy and comfortable to be there. And if the brain is a defective brain, and if that brain is going to format the light of Hashem, the light of the Shekhinah in a negative way, then the Shekhinah feels like it's in a prison. It's an a goyish prison, chas v'shalom. Ach kishemamshichim ho'or b'kedusha kirtzoyna yisborach zeh naicham o'id l'Hashem yisborach. When a person is zoche to draw this light of Hashem properly with holiness, then this is very pleasing to Hashem. Hashem enjoys it. Aval kishemamshichim o'or ha'toyra l'talmid she'en o'yhogun, whereas when a rabbi teaches his Torah to a student that's unworthy, that's like taking that light and throwing it into a prison. And therefore the punishment that the rabbi gets is imprisonment. Look at this over there in Torah Samach and Likutei Moran Tanino, you'll see this all explained very, very well. Because when the Torah enters into a student who's unworthy, a student who's bad, who's learning for the wrong reasons and with the wrong intentions, then that Torah becomes entrapped. It becomes trapped in that student's defective brain, and it gets formatted into something bad. The words of the Torah get twisted and perverted. And he'll come up with the wrong, he'll use the Torah to support his wrong ideas. Nimtza shetoyfes oyrashim yisborach bal korchoi. So that it comes out that he's trapping Hashem's light, kaviyochol, against Hashem's will. This is obviously not what Hashem is happy about. Shezeo b'chinas tfisa mamish. That's like when you throw somebody into prison. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so, elu bale hamachloikis, these people who instigate and practice machloikis against tzaddikim and against religious Jews, shemekalkalin ma'oid, who cause major destruction, u'mahapchim ma'oid oyer ho'emes, alidei pegam klei ha'moichin shalem, and they overturn the light of truth through their defective brains, to the point where they turn the Torah mamish upside down. Because we know the Torah is a keli of peace. The pasuk says, "Derochei darchei noyam v'chol nesivoseho shalom." The paths of the Torah are sweet, and all of its paths are peace. So these people who are the opposite of that, they use the Torah to justify machloikis and hate against other Jews. It's mamish turning the Torah upside down completely. Shezeo b'chinas tfisa ubeisu asurim shel ha'shchina mamish. That's taking the Shechina and putting it in prison, literally. Ikar golus ha'shchina v'kanal. This is the real golus ha'shchina. Mikolshkein, how much more so? Now Rav Nosson Zal takes it to a third level. Kishemizgabrim hacholkim horoidfin, when these cholkim who are persecuting religious Jews, when they get even stronger, umoisrim ish ha-Yisraeli ha-nirda fal-yodom lebeisu asurim mamish chas v'shalom, and they actually give over a Jew whom they're persecuting, they give him over to the goyim, they incite the goyim to throw that Jew in their prison, chas v'shalom. The kaviyochol hashchino hi betfisa bebeis asurim imoy. It's as if the Shechina is in prison with that Jew. The Shechina goes into prison with that Jew. Ki imoy anoichi betzara, because that's what the pasuk says. Hashem says, when a Jew is in suffering, I'm right there with him. Oy lahagormim kol zeh. Woe is to those people who cause all of this. Oil and afsham, woe is to their soul. Kigomlu lohem ro, what terror, what evil they've caused to their own souls. Ukishish ha-Yisraeli roye shemizgabrol of ha-golos moit mikol atzdodim. And when a Jew sees that the golos is attacking him from all sides. Mikol shkein mishehu nirdaf kol kach ad shebo chas v'shalom l'beis asur mamish. Especially a Jew who is being so persecuted to the point where mamish he gets thrown into prison.
Tzorech loseis leliboy livroyach velonus mishom daiko l'hashem yisborach.
He has to apply himself. He has to focus his heart to run from there, from that prison, to run to Hashem.
Ki bevadai ein shum eitzo v'tachbulo keneged kol atzorois, befrat keneged achil kemoroid v'noise ad anefesh, at shebolo beis hasoyar chas v'sholem, kiim litzoik l'Hashem yisborach.
Because there certainly is no other alternative to deal with all of that suffering, especially with these people who are persecuting Mamish to put his life in danger, to the point where they get the goyim to throw him into prison, there is no other alternative other than to scream to Hashem.
Kemo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, ve'im asurim bazikim,
and if they're tied up in chains, vayigel oznom lamusar, they hearken their ears to Musar, to take the right message.
Uchsiv, and as the Pasuk says, Yoishvei choysher v'tzalmoves, asirei oni u'barzel,
those people who are sitting in darkness and in death, and they're tied up in prison, what do?
Vayizaku el Hashem, they scream out to Hashem.
Shetzrichin lizoik l'Hashem yizborach, v'lo shevei lo b'tshuva shleima.
They have to cry out to Hashem and bizer and do real, complete tshuva.
Ve'ikarat tshuva hu bebchinah nal, and the real tshuva is what we mentioned earlier.
Bechinas nach besodorocheinu v'nach koiro v'noshuva ad Hashem.
To analyze, to search ourselves very carefully, and analyze things, think deeply into things, and return to Hashem.
Shetzorech lechapes v'lachkor drochov ma'oid, v'losum eliboy heitev ma'zeh os Hashem kocha.
The person has to really think things over carefully and say, why is Hashem doing this?
Ein ze kim b'shvil shepogamti bevadai b'klei amoichin shali.
This must be a message to me that I have messed up my moichin. My brain has I've made it defective.
V'tofasti oir Hashem yisborach b'tfisah chas v'shalom.
And I have grabbed Hashem and the Shechina and imprisoned them, chas v'shalom, in a sense, with my study of Torah, with my defective brain.
Through the fact that I was formatting the light of Hashem improperly, I wasn't doing it on the highest, purest level of emes.
Because we already explained that even regarding avodas Hashem, there are many different levels, and there's all different kinds of things.
Ki be'inyin te'usim anal she'yicholim litois be'inyin tzior oir ha'Torah lahatos min ha'emes, yesh be'inyin ze kama v'kama minei te'usim b'li shir, dakim v'gasim, v'dak min ha'dak.
Because regarding this issue, these mistakes that a person can make in formatting the light of the Torah improperly, where it's not 100% on the mark, there are all kinds of different mistakes that a person can make. Mamish infinite. There are tiny mistakes and bigger mistakes and micro mistakes.
Al kein tzorich odom losum eliboy becholeis.
Therefore, a person has to always check himself and analyze himself and think things over.
Befrat be'eis tzorach hasvishon,
especially when a person finds himself in a crisis.
Shezeh shenitfas betfiso humachma shelo tzir hoer koroi.
And to come to the conclusion that he's been put in prison is because he wasn't zeichet to format the light of Hashem properly.
Venoto achrei havlo yelam azeh.
And unfortunately, he deviated, and he following the taivus, the foolishness of this world.
Ki yesh dvorim harbe marbim hevel,
because there's a lot of things in this world that add foolishness. There's all kinds of nonsense in this world.
Al kein ne'nash b'tfisa mida keneged mida.
Therefore, he's being punished with imprisonment. Hashem is punishing where the punishment fits the crime directly.
Ki ho'or ho'elyon ha'poshut hayorit melamala b'choleis,
because the unformatted light that's coming down from above constantly, Shemishom Kol Chiyus Adam, which is from where every Jew is drawing his life, his spiritual life, his energy, Afal Pi Shehu Oyer Echod, Poshut, Betachlus Achdus, even though this unformatted light is pure oneness, Afal Pi Kein Kisheyoyred Lamatov, and it's Tar L'Chol Echod Kifi B'chinosoi, still, when it comes down to this world, and it gets formatted by each and every person based on where that person's at, Mispashtin u'mispatzle mimenu drochim u'nasivois harbe la'ein mispor. It branches out into thousands and thousands of different paths, all kinds of different ways. V'zeh bein besitra d'kedusha u'bein lehepech. This is true both on the side of Kedusha and on the other side. In both sides, the light of Hashem starts out as oneness, pure oneness. When it comes down to this world, it starts splitting and splitting and resplitting and branching out into thousands of different paths. Ki gam besitra d'kedusha b'atzmo yesh kama v'kama drochim u'nasivos. Because even within the framework of Kedusha, there are many different paths. V'chein besitra achra yesh kama v'kama drochim nevoichim u'mekukolim. And so too in the sitra achra, there are many, many paths, you know, all kinds of misguided paths. And a Jew has to always be trying to be zeicher to get to the true righteous path, to turn his heart to Hashem totally, that he should be zeicher to format the light of the Torah to the true path, again, on his level, for what he needs. And even when we're talking about the paths of the Torah, a person shouldn't make any mistake and turn away from the path that he's supposed to be taking and take a different path. Even in Torah, we know when it comes to learning Torah, a person can be focusing on Gemara, on Halacha, on Kabbalah, on stories, on this, that, and a person needs Hashem's help to guide him. What should my focus be? On one hand, the Jew's supposed to be learning everything, but on the other hand, the person can't learn everything, and certainly not at the same time. So what should I be learning right now? What's the right thing for me to be focusing on? Number one, that's regarding learning. And then secondly, regarding Asiya. How much time should I be spending learning? How much time should I be spending in tefillah? How much time should I be spending in parnosa? How much time should I be spending in charity work, in helping other people? These are all, there are thousands of different paths, and a person has to always be searching, what's the right path for me? What's the emes or emes of what Hashem really wants me to be doing right now? Afal pi shegam hu midarkei ha-Torah, because even though all of these paths are paths of Torah, aval ein shayach loy lefi madregosei, still, this particular path is not relevant to this Jew at this time because of where he's at. He shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be learning that. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein shelo yenoite midarchei ha-Torah amitim lagamri chas v'shalom. How much more so, a Jew has to be careful not to deviate and go off the path of Torah completely chas v'shalom. V'alkein hizhir ha-kosuv. This is why the Pasuk warns us in Mishlei, Kapitel Dalet, Pales magol raglecho, weigh the paths of your feet, v'chol drachecho yikoinu, and prepare all of your paths. You know, let all your paths be prepared properly. V'alkein be'emes bikesh David harbe, and this is why David HaMelech invested so many tefillos on this topic. Choireini Hashem darkecho, Hashem, please show me your path. Show me the right direction for me. The canal, as we mentioned earlier, Valkein Om Rabbi Sein Azal, and this is why the Gemara says on the pasuk, "Bechol derochecho doehu ze klal gotol batoira." This pasuk, a person should know Hashem and be connected to Hashem in all of his paths. This is the most important rule. This is a very important rule in the Torah. Shetzoruch losum liboy bechol derochov. A person has to always analyze his paths. think it over carefully, and lekasher atzmo el Hashem yisborach, and bind himself, attach himself to Hashem, shekol mas of yu l'shem shamayim, that everything that he's doing should be l'shem shamayim, whether he's learning, whether he's davening, whether he's eating, whether he's doing business. Nimso sheyesh l'chol odom kama v'kama drochim nesunim l'fonov. So this means that each and every single person has many paths laid out in front of him. Sheze b'chinas koyach ha-bechira. This is the whole concept of free choice, choosing which path I'm going to take. U'mishom nimshach gam b'gashmias, sheyesh l'chol odom kama v'kama drochim sheyocholelech l'chol mokam sheyirtzim. And this is why in the physical world we find a similar thing, that if a person wants to go from A to B, sometimes he has several different ways of approaching it. He can drive there, he can go by plane, he can walk, he can... The kol shgein kishodom nenash betfisa chas v'shom. And how much more so when a person finds that he's been punished by being put into prison, ve'ein manichin oisei lotzei sachutza, and he's being locked up, he's not being allowed to go out, tzorech loshis eliboy, the person has to think this over carefully, sheze b'shvil shepogamti badrochem hanesum l'fonai. This is because I messed up in the paths that were available to me. Letzayer hoyer elyon b'derech sheyartza, in formatting the heavenly light in the path that I wanted to. Validei shepogamti bozeh b'avanoy se'arabim, and because I messed up in this with my, due to my many sins, nitpasti, I got trapped, to the point where I'm imprisoned and I can't go anywhere I want to go. I can't go to shul. I can't go. Ve'ein takono kim loshuv lemekor v'shoyres shel kol adrochim. And there's no solution. The only possible solution is to return to the source of all paths, Shehu oyer ha'elyon shel Hashem yisborach, which is the heavenly light of Hashem. Shemishom mispashtim u'mispatzlim kol adrochim. We said it's from there that they branch out all the different paths. Shetzrichim lachzor v'loshuv elav yisborach. The person has to return to Hashem. U'lekasher atzmoy l'mekoyer ha'achdus, and to bind himself to the source of oneness, which means to Hashem. And to search for and to beg Hashem to help him to find the true, the ultimate true path. To be zeche to choose for himself the real, true, righteous path. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Batzar lecho, when you're going to be in pain, you're going to be in suffering, umetzaucha, you will find, you will discover. V'shafta ad Hashem alikecho, you return to Hashem, v'shamata b'koiloi, and you will listen to Hashem. V'oz yoshuvu olov rachmi Hashem yisborach. And if the person does this, then Hashem's kindness will return to him, v'yoytzioi l'cheiris, and he'll be released to his freedom. Kisho b'mkoim tchilas tziur ho'or b'sharoshoi, hu bechinas oilam hacheiros, because where this heavenly light starts up from, where it starts out from, up, up, up in its source, it's called oilam hacheiros, bina, keser, those highest levels of kedusha, where Hashem's light originates from, are referred to as oilam hacheiros, the world of freedom. Kitziur ha'oir, as Rav Nosson Zal says here now, kitziur ha'oir, because the formatting of the light, bebechinas bina, shehi bechinas tzere, which is associated with the sphere of bina, which is associated with the nekuda called tzere, the two dots, shemishom kol hacherus, that's where all freedom comes from, kishom ikar hachuva kiyadua, because that's the source, that's the real source of tshuva, bina. Kiyadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, shetzoruch loshuv lebino digdusha, so that the person who's imprisoned has to return to the holy bina, lehizboinein b'maisav, which means to think into his paths, to analyze, what am I doing? What am I doing? Loshuv lesharoshoi, to return to his roots, uletzayer ho'er letoiva kefidarki atoira amitim, and to format the light properly according to the true paths of Torah, hayotzim misham, which come from there, ומשום כל החירוס, and that's where all freedom comes from, בבחינס חורוס על הלוחוס. As the Pasuk says, that the words of Hashem were engraved on the luchos. The word chorus means engraved, and the Gemara says, Al tikri chorus elo chairus. Don't just read the word chorus, read it chairus. Chairus means freedom. Dehainu al yedei shechirsin umetzayrin hatoira al haluchos koroi, kenitno misinai de Moshe Rabbeinu Lavashon, by a Jew carving out and formatting the light of the Torah onto the tablets of his heart properly, as when they were given by Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, that's how that Jew will be zoche to freedom. We know that it's brought that the topic of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews in Egypt were slaves. They were imprisoned, right? Leaving Egypt is leaving imprisonment. The Zohar HaKodesh says that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah, because 50 is Bina. Bina is Cherus. Bina is freedom. Bina is that light, that power of heavenly light that frees a person from all tzoros and everything. Now imagine, this is what Rav Nosson Zal was thinking. This is the Chidushei Torah that he was being Mechadish when he was in a Russian prison with cutthroats, with murderers, with drunks, with perverts in Russia, that had been instigated through Hasidim who went to the Russian government to get them to throw Rav Nosson Zal into prison, Rachman Aslan. And he asked to have pen and paper brought to him, and his Tanakh and his Zohar HaKodesh, and this is what he was writing in jail, in Russian jail. Try to picture what kind of Jew we're speaking about here, that a Jew can have these kind of thoughts. A Jew can be on such a level of Dveikus Tashem in such a place.